AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Nippon Steel and U.S. Steel have filed lawsuits challenging President Biden's decision to block the $15 billion deal for the two companies to merge. The president travels to New Orleans later today to meet with grieving families of the 14 people killed by a pickup truck traveling through the French Quarter early on New Year's Day.
New Orleans, it was an act, a single man acting alone. All the talk about conspiracies with other people, no evidence of that, zero. He's the guy that put both those coolers there 6 hours earlier. He had a detonator in his vehicle that was supposed to explode them when it hit.
The president says the message to families of the victims in New Orleans is, it will take time, just hang on. The FBI says the man who drove the truck into the crowd of people in New Orleans had previously scouted the French Quarter and recorded video with his Meta smart glasses. Today is January 6th. On Capitol Hill, Vice President Kamala Harris will certify Donald Trump's presidential election victory. The tightest security will be in place, a reminder of what happened at the Capitol 4 years ago. Then-defeated Trump sent a mob to fight like hell. No violence, protests, or objections are expected this time around. A winter blast of snow, ice, and bitter cold is gripping the country from the Midwest to the East Coast. Trooper Ben Gardner with the Kansas Highway Patrol started sliding on some ice.
That's what we're dealing with out here, and it's not getting any better. It's getting worse. So get off the roads. Don't be on them, because it's not good, and it might result in something really bad happening.
The NFL's Jacksonville Jaguars returned home early this morning after spending 7 hours waiting through a winter storm on the tarmac at Indianapolis International Airport. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer is condemning lies and misinformation that he says are undermining UK democracy in response to a barrage of attacks on his government from Elon Musk. This is AP News. New York's new tolls are in effect to drive in the center of Manhattan. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
Meaning many people will pay $9 to access 60th Street down during peak hours, $2.25 otherwise, while trucks pay more. The money going to public transportation via the MTA. Head Jana Lieber says other cities are interested in what New York is doing.
And they're calling us and asking to learn more. So that is part of what makes this feel historic. But for New York, what I think is especially important is it shows we can do big things.
But drivers here like Chris Smith, not happy.
It makes no sense. It's the first in the country.
There are still legal challenges to congestion pricing. Julie Walker, New York.
Pope Francis named the first woman to head a major Vatican office. Italian nun Sister Simona Brambilla will be responsible for all the Catholic Church's religious orders. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.